This strategic investment will also contribute to the reduction in technical losses, improve power quality, and also resolve issues related to the quantum of unserved energy, thereby improving the operational efficiency and finances of ECG and GRIDCO. From the Agricultural Transformation Compact in 2007 to 2012, and to the Power Compact from 2017 to date, Ghana's compact programs have benefited from some $863 million grant funds that have supported the investments in vital projects and aided players in our local supply chains. These interventions, funded by the government and people of the United States of America, have resolved some binding constraints in two vital sectors of the economy and have left excellent benchmarks in development program management that are worthy of emulation, in particular the use of donor funds to complete projects on time and within budget. As we inaugurate a significant piece of power infrastructure like this substation today, it is worth noting that lots of resources have also gone into Ghana's energy sector since our government came into office in 2017. This is evidenced by the fact that the phenomenon of erratic power supply has eased and the availability of good quality power has improved, enabling businesses to gradually increase production and enhance productivity. I was very intimately involved in the first compact, and I am intimately involved in the second compact, and inshallah, will be intimately involved in the third compact. On that note, I hereby formally pull the curtain down on Ghana's second Millennium Challenge compact, the Power Compact.